This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Later in the show, advice for creating that fund for a rainy day. Starting us off this afternoon, our constantly connected, tuned-in world can become stressful and often crowds out the ability to just sit and think, to slow down and relax. And maybe it's time to explore the benefits of doing nothing more than sitting quietly, shutting out much of the noise that surrounds us. To celebrate its 10th anniversary, the True Body Project created City Silence, an international network of community mindfulness events in participating cities. Partners hold silent public gatherings, and here to discuss City Silence and the benefits of silence are Meriden Peters, Emotional and Well-Being Program Associate with Interact for Health, Dr. Maran Attari, Director of the Electrophysiology Section and Associate Professor at the University of Cincinnati College of Medicine, and City Silence founder Stacy Sims. Stacy's also the founder of the True Body Project. You can join our conversation at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. And good afternoon, everybody. Thanks for being here.
Hello.
Stacy, tell us how City Silence came to be.
This spring, I committed to participating in a daily silence program with kids at the Academy of World Languages in the 7th and 8th grade who had had their education interrupted due to refugee issues. So a young woman and I, Ashley Hunt, volunteered for 10 weeks to be in the school every day and to teach mindfulness with these amazing children. And I was reminded of a couple of things. I was reminded of how needed this is in the community, but I was also personally so gratified by just really sitting with people in silence. And I wanted to do more of it personally. And so I made a commitment to doing this kind of work in the community all summer long and invited people to join, and it took off pretty quickly.
Well, you've got locations all over. You have venues all over for this, right? I mean, even internationally.
We do. We have, we're starting in Cincinnati with 6 locations, and then we also have locations across Ohio, West Virginia, California, New York, and Cuenca, Ecuador, and a few other international partners coming on board.
Now, you're involved in the True Body Project. What is that about, Stacy?
So I started the True Body Project in 2005, and it's a wellness program for girls. We also, starting next year, will be working in schools with boys. But it's a combination of meditation, movement, writing, and art making that helps young people who are struggling to create an identity that makes sense for themselves have an experience in self-discovery.
Now, Meriden, tell me about your involvement in City Silence. You're going to be hosting an event?
Well, actually, I'm with Interact for Health, and mm-hmm. it's our goal to create and make Cincinnati become the healthiest region in the nation. And it's impossible to have well-being without mental well-being. And so it's our goal to really get people to start thinking, not only how can I take care of my body, but how can I take care of my mind as well. So we are collaborating with Stacy to help really bring awareness to how important it is to take care of your mind and do that by meditating, finding silence, finding moments of mindfulness, which has shown in numerous research studies to really increase well-being, empathy, decrease stress, and so on.
Maran, what about your role in City Silence?
Well, I was fortunate enough to be introduced to Stacy a few weeks ago, probably a couple months ago, maybe. Mm-hmm. And through Ashley Hunt and Marcy Salehi, who is also a faculty at the University of Cincinnati. And we have, actually, University of Cincinnati has integrative medicine division that is totally dedicated to all the alternative treatments, complementary treatments, including meditation, yoga, acupuncture, and all that. And we have been very active in promoting meditation culture in university among the faculty, among the staff, among the medical students, residents. And in fact, we have multiple projects that we have been working on to get all these people involved, bringing classes to them, bringing projects that get them involved. And this was a very fortunate event that Stacy, well, I guess we found each other, and I think it just clicked. We have been trying, actually, for a long time to start a meditation program at UC, And it took a very long time. And since we met Stacy, we already have a plan to start the City Silence outside of our Care Crawley building, and hopefully have it available for anybody that is interested to come in. And being a cardiac electrophysiologist, also I am interested in physiology and the body effects or physical effects of meditation, which always fascinate me.
You know, Meriden was talking about the emotional and the mental aspects, how it can enhance those parts of your life. Physiologically, how does silence, how does meditation, how does mindfulness help a person?
Well, I mean, I guess it's no mystery to anyone that stress can create a lot of abnormal responses in the body. You will have increased cortisol levels, you have that fight and flight reaction, you increase your heart rate. And then there are a lot of underlying molecular and biochemical changes that happen, including when you see patients or people who are under a lot of stress, you see that DNA is not being repaired as well. Mm-hmm. I'm sure everybody has heard about telomeres, which are the ends. They liken them to plastic ends of a shoelace that is constantly decaying, and the body has to repair it to keep the DNA intact. And when you have a lot of stress in patients who have cancer, we see that these people, compared to normal people, have much shorter telomeres. And with meditation, for example, the first benefit you get is the relaxation response, which is the basis of some of it, although the benefits go beyond that. And they have seen in multiple studies that when people do meditation, even short periods of time, in fact, I was looking up some of the studies, and there was one study that looked at 8 hours of meditation for someone that has never done it before. And you see that the telomerase, which is the enzyme that repairs telomeres, becomes more active. A lot of anti-inflammatory gene expression becomes more active, and then a lot of inflammatory gene expressions become inactive. Plus, your heart rate goes down, your blood pressure goes down, and so there's a lot of differences. And then we can talk later, maybe. I don't want to take the whole time, but
it's interesting though how much this affects your body.
Yeah, and there is a huge amount of data right now about how it affects your brain, and we can talk about that maybe a little bit later.
I think you made a good point. A lot of people are intimidated. Oh, I've never meditated before. I've never sat in silence. But really, it's important to just start very small, and you can start with a minute or 5 minutes, and that can make a huge difference in your life.
Yeah, I know that would be my problem, Meriden, is that I don't think I could hold still for 30 seconds. So it's something that you build up to until you get to a certain level?
Certainly. And Stacy's done a fantastic job putting together this amazing website, which I'll let her introduce. But that and the brochure she's put together really do a good job introducing how to start with this and how to begin from someone who's never sat still for 30 seconds. So really, it's practice every day, and you'll get to a point where you can do it longer and longer.
Stacy, is there a right and a wrong way to meditate?
No, not really.
So it's not as hard as we might
think. I think the wrong way to meditate is not to meditate. As long as you are making an effort to find time every day to still your mind, quiet your mind, or let your mind be guided into the inner workings of your body. So the website, citysilence.org, has a lot of guided meditations, and we will be adding to them. So for those of us who fear that we can't silence our mind or quit thinking about the to-do mm-hmm. list, we have these wonderful contributors who basically lead us through guided meditations. So it might invite you to just feel where your breath is moving in your body. Find a tempo that makes your inhales and your exhales of even length. Then it might ask you to explore, can you tighten the muscles of your feet and then let them go? Can you tighten the muscles of your legs and then let that go? So you're creating sensory awareness. And what you're doing for the mind and the body is you're almost reminding your mind of your body. When we quit connecting to ourselves, those synapses just quit firing. And so we're kind of bringing our body back online for the mind. And the thing is once you get into it with these guided meditations, it's so interesting. I think people are surprised at how lively the internal world is once you start settling into it.
So what is it like once you start settling in, you start becoming more aware of what's going on around you and hearing more things? And
you do. And one of the great articles that I read recently in Scientific American suggested that the process of losing focus and then regaining focus is what's rewiring the brain. That is actually the medicine. So it's take your attention floats away and then you bring it back. It floats away again and you bring it back. That is the good stuff. So, and it just is, I think you were, I heard someone recently say that basically we, the first thing we feel as human beings when something happens is we have sensation. After sensation comes emotion, and after emotion comes thought, then action. So when we can slow everything down and start to remember that we're sensory beings, then we can also start to be a little more mindful in making sure that the emotions and thoughts and actions we're having are actually productive.
Now, what is it like to take part? What's it going to be like to take part in one of these City Silence events? Can you describe exactly what that's going to be like?
It's going to be awesome, for
okay.
one. So
we hope you think that. Yes.
Yeah. So I'm going to describe. So in Washington Park, which is our flagship experience, mainly I'm saying that because it's the one we're doing the most sessions of. So Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 8:30, every morning starting June 1st. People will come, find us at the bandstand, and they will sit. They can sit on the steps, they can sit on a bench, they can sit on the ground, they can sit for 2 minutes, they can sit for an hour. We chime a bell at the quarter hour. And so what you'll see is you'll see veterans from the Joseph House who are going to come down and join us, folks on their way to work, people who might be wandering by, taking a dog for a walk, who are just going to sit together in community and prepare themselves to have a good day, maybe set an intention or two. So there's this really incredible community aspect of it, because I think a lot of the research in mental health and emotional health, and I would suggest probably physical health too, is that we're lacking connectivity. We want to be in community with others. The other day I sat with a veteran at the Joseph House and he was struggling with the silence, and so we sat back to back, spine to spine. And he really wanted to explain what he experienced and how he felt like there was, as best he could call it, an energetic transfer. It's hard to language what happens, but something really wonderful happens when you just sit with other people trying to be better. Everything we do to feel better. We just need better tools than some of the ones we've been using.
So contrary to what I might have been thinking originally, this is not about just withdrawing into yourself. There is a strong social aspect to it.
There is, and you might, I just love the idea that it might be, you know, after a couple of weeks, someone will say, hey, did I see you at City Silence? You know, or would you like to go to Alt Park Sunday at 4, where Project Yoga is hosting a City Silence? Or, hey, why don't we do one in our church? Why don't we do one in our neighborhood? I feel like it's going to be part of a conversation.
And that's what I think is so fantastic. If, for instance, you live in Anderson and you can't make it down to Washington Park, you can go onto the website and set up your own gathering in your location. So it really is a far reach across the city.
We will continue our discussion about City Silence, and you can join us at 513-419-7100. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Here to tell us about City Silence are Meriden Peters, Emotional and Well-Being Program Associate with Interact for Health, Dr. Miran Attari, Director of the Electrophysiology Section and Associate Professor at the University of Cincinnati College of Medicine, and City Silence founder Stacy Sims. You can join us at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org. Or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And, you know, let's put this in a larger context. In this day and age, why does silence matter?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if it's ever mattered more. That if you think about how much we're expected to integrate into our daily lives, with the internet, with the amount of activities that we have, the digital media coming our way, we really need time to sort, rest, digest, and integrate. And what meditation is and does is it's almost like what sleep should do at night, mm-hmm. that a lot of people don't get the benefit of for the same reasons, because we're agitated in our society. Meditation is the daytime antidote to be able to sort through all of the data of the day and calm the central nervous system. Most of us are operating on some level of fight or flight, and we don't really even recognize it.
In fact, I think what we don't realize is silence is a very brave action. I mean, you have to be very brave to be silent. If you think about it, many times when we are under stress, one of the things that we do, we overeat. Well, guess what? We overtalk and overlisten. You turn on the radio, you listen to someone, you get yourself engaged. And silence is where you're alone with your thoughts and the reality of who you are and what you think and what your problems are. And you have to be brave to face that. And I think, as was mentioned by Meredith and Stacey, it is important to start slow, because it's not going to be easy for everyone to go delve into it and dive into it right away. But then it gives you the bravery to then understand yourself, know who you are. And once you know who you are, then you can interact with people a lot better than you already do. Because most of the times, the reasons for our problems with other people is that we don't understand ourselves and themselves. And once you have the silence, you get that ability to analyze yourself. You know who you are, and then you don't doubt yourself. You don't have to second guess yourself, and therefore it helps you interact with people a lot more.
Wow. Meredith, do you want to add into that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a fantastic point to remember that it's normal for this to be difficult. Our bodies are wired, exactly what Stacey said, to react in a fight or flight method. And because of that, our thoughts, it's normal for our thoughts to race. It's normal for us to want to go, 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 especially in our overstimulated society. So remember, as you start this, it's okay for it to be hard, and it's okay to take it step by step, day by day.
And we all are novices. I mean, I don't think anybody in this room, or many of people that do meditation, none of them, you know, claim to be, you know, gurus or anything. So everybody's welcome. That's, I think, it's an important message that Stacey has for everyone, that, you know, as we said in the beginning, you can come for 5 minutes, you can come for 1 minute. Don't feel that, oh, I have never done meditation before, and, you know, am I going to be awkward? Is it going to be something that I'm not used to? You just come and sit and talk.
Yeah, and one of the gentlemen I was with the other day, he just couldn't sit still because of post-traumatic stress disorder, so I invited him to walk. Just walk the park, but walk in silence. So it's a big, giant invitation. And I think of it as, I'm also a writer, and as much as I love to write, writing is always hard. It's a discipline. And I feel like meditation is much the same way. It is a discipline to sit. It's a discipline to sit even a little bit longer, but I'm always so much better for it.
And I think
5 minutes in the morning makes my day so much better, and it makes everybody who hangs around with me their day better too.
It doesn't take much, does it, Meredith?
No, it doesn't. And as Stacey said, you can walk the park. And as you're walking, I think one of the most beautiful things about mindfulness or meditation is noticing where you are and noticing what's around you. So as you're walking, feeling the grass, noticing the sky, noticing all of the sounds around you. And that really brings us back to that social connectivity piece of we are where we are, and we're surrounded by people that we often are too busy to even realize they're there, recognize that.
Well, that's interesting. Miriam from Oxford called, and she said that she did a full-day community silent meditation, and she became very in tune with what was going on in the world around her, including, you know, what the birds were saying. So there is that connectivity, isn't there?
Absolutely. And the world becomes so glorious again.
And if this is not enough for people to start meditating, it's good for your health. So there are actually multiple studies. And in fact, meditation is endorsed by the American Heart Association for reduction of blood pressure. So it's in their guidelines, which was published a few years ago. And it has been shown to reduce your blood pressure. And there was actually a recent study that showed people who did meditate had 48% less risk of death and significant cardiovascular outcomes over the years. So, I mean, there are actual health benefits from meditation. And if you think about it, it's the cheapest treatment that you can find anywhere these days.
And it actually can help with anxiety and depression as well,
of course.
Reducing
yes.
stress. And additionally, a lot of organizations are starting to do this because it can help individuals be better leaders as they get to know themselves better.
Well, and Maran, hasn't meditation and mindfulness, they've been around a long time as a way of self-care, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. I mean, meditation goes back to, or mindfulness as we call it these days more often, it goes back to more than 2,000, 3,000 years or perhaps even more. And the main point of the meditation was for mental health. And I think, you know, part of that was because people wanted to be happy and they adopted this practice to be happy. So at the end of the day, when you do meditation, forget about, I mentioned the health benefits, Meredith mentioned too, and Stacey did too, but forget about all that. You'll be a happier person, and I think that's the ultimate goal of anybody in life.
That is the big thing. We had a comment from Julie. She's excited about City Silence. She's going to be there first thing Monday morning, and she said this is a great offering. This is one of the greatest offerings to give to the city, and she's a longtime meditator herself, so she recognizes the value of this.
Well, terrific. I look forward to seeing Julie bright and early.
Now, we had a question by email, too. You were talking about the difference between sleep and meditation, the fact that meditation can make up for not getting enough sleep. And the question was, what's the difference between sleep and meditation?
Well, I'm going to let the doctor
yes, that's a good
answer that one. I have many ideas,
Dr.
but I'm
Tara.
On the web.
Well,
MD.
There are, I mean, and I'm not very much expert in that area, but what I know about it is that in meditation, you are not asleep. So in meditation, you have attention, you have focus, and you guide your focus. So in fact, your brain is actually very active. In fact, when they have done EEGs, brainwave monitoring, and MRI of patients or people that were doing meditation, being a novice or even longtime meditators, they have significant activity in their different areas of the brain, depending on what type of meditation they do. Whereas in a sleep, we all know that there are parts of the brain that completely go to sleep and regenerate. So sleep and meditation are not quite the same, but both of them in different ways provide ways for the body, both physically and mentally, to regenerate and recuperate.
And Stacey, what are the tips and guidelines if I'm going to participate in this?
Show up. You don't need any most of the locations we have chosen have benches or chairs to sit on. So you most likely won't need a special mat or blanket or anything, but you might want to bring one just in case. So, and we'll provide written material. You can go to the website and download one of the MP3 files if you'd like to have something to listen to. So just show up, give it a try, look at all the other locations, bring a friend.
Okay. And you can get more information about City Silence. We have a link to their website at WVXU.org. Meredith, Maran, and Stacey, thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you.
Meredith Peters, Emotional and Wellbeing Program Associate with Interact for Health. Dr. Maran Attari, Director of the Electrophysiology Section and Associate Professor at the University of Cincinnati College of Medicine. And City Silence founder Stacey Sims. Coming up, how to build that all-crucial but often neglected emergency fund. Thanks to Andrea Bacos-Vietti for listening to 91.7 WVXU today.